That's debatable.
Welcome to another episode of That's Debatable. Why does no one join me?
Sorry.
I didn't know I was on a show.
We need to start over.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to another episode of That's Debatable.
Okay.
Well, I'm Trey, host of That's Debatable, and I'm joined by a ton of people with all of their own podcasts today. First up, I've got Anna from Channel Surfing.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And Justin is part of Shut Up.
Yes.
You got Amy from Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. And which one are you, Loose Lips or Childbearing Hips?
No, I've got the Childbearing Hips.
And Stuff with Shannon, mm-hmm. Shannon Murphy. Can we get a round of applause for Shannon Murphy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So we all got to hang out at a party this weekend. We went and checked out the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight.
Yeah.
And we don't see enough of each other during the week, so we thought we'd hang out together on the weekend. And it was also kind of a birthday party. I think it was originally a birthday party, but we turned it into a fight party. So I was just trying to go over, did we do anything wrong at this party? There's some party etiquette that I know I don't adhere to, and we're all kind of, socially...
awkward?
It's not even awkward. It's just like, we don't really adhere to those rules. So, I was thinking, did we do anything wrong?
Some of us did, yes.
I think some of us did, too.
I agree.
Did everybody bring firepower to shoot at somebody?
Yes, I did.
Amy keeps looking at me, and it's making me nervous.
No, I'm not. Okay.
I showed up and was very respectful.
I think weren't.
I was so respectful.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Okay, do I need to let you tell the story?
Go ahead. You tell the story.
I'm going to say that calling the host of the party's daughter's Barbie doll a hoe is less than respectful.
She was naked. And her daughter tried to hit me.
The kid is like 6.
The kid is, I think, 10.
Oh, really?
No, she's 7. She's 7.
Yeah, okay. She invited us to her
too young to know that Barbie's a hoe.
She should know what a hoe is.
No, she shouldn't, because then she's going to want to explore hoedom, and you're going to make her a whore.
I don't think I promoted hoedom to her by telling that her naked Barbie doll with the ratty, muggy hair, she's a hoe.
Should have at least said crack whore.
Crack whore would have been better than a hoe.
Messy hair and no clothes.
And I don't slut shame.
Yeah, you too.
That's okay. The only thing I have down that Justin kind of flubbed. And that was just Justin being Justin. I wasn't really. I was just like,
it was
so
funny.
It was very funny.
It was
very comedic.
As a viewer, I loved it. It was great. You critiquing the Barbies' makeup and hair greatness in their outfits, I guess. And they were playing a game where they would guess which Barbie it was. And Justin knew every single one of them. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Now, next up on my list, I have taking the last piece of food. Is it okay to take this? Say there's a tray filled with, it was taquitos.
They were so good.
And they were very, very good. And so are you allowed to take, if there's just one left, are you allowed to take that last taquito?
Somebody's got to do it. Otherwise, it's going in the trash.
I had made a lap earlier and was like, I might want to grab a little something to eat. And I looked in there. I was like, oh, they're out of taquitos. There's only one left. Put the lid back down and walked away. Not 5 minutes later, Amy's walking around just crunching on that last taquito. And I was like, I don't know. Is that just me being weird about it? Or is taking the last of anything acceptable?
I mean, maybe you can say quietly, hey, does anybody want this taquito?
Right.
Yeah. And then you could say, well, I asked and nobody said they wanted it.
Well, I did take a bite out of it and then I decided to share afterwards.
You did.
So, I mean, in my defense, I wasn't the only one eating the last taquito.
That's a good point.
I think it also depends on, like, the time, you know? Because if it's, like, around the time where everybody's eating, maybe I wouldn't take the last one. But this was, like, a few hours after we were, like, eating.
Okay.
Right? This was, like, when the fight was starting and everything. You're like, oh, you know, maybe I'm just still, like, a little hungry. And you go back, then I think it's maybe okay.
Do you take the last breadstick at the table? So you're at Olive Garden. You know they're going to bring more. Do you go ahead and snatch that last one and be like, that means that we're getting more breadsticks sooner?
Or you like take like half of it?
Yeah.
Don't take half of it. Who are you?
Or at least if you're at the table, like Shannon said, you ask, like, does anybody want this last breadstick? But then who's going to be like, actually, me, I do want that last breadstick.
Yeah, I mean, you're breaking bread with people, so break the bread.
I think you're the you're rude if you're the person who leaves the last breadstick. So you choose the second to last one. Because you actually at the end got the last one and get to enjoy it, but you also left someone with the anxiety of having to be the person to pick up the last.
That's very true. Yep. Yeah. You got to pass the last one. Oh, you want that last one?
Mm-hmm.
You got to try to get it off the table, right?
Yeah. I think that's your duty as someone who's like making the last piece there.
But at Olive Garden, when you know there's more coming, then
that's
true.
It's
okay.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Now, my next observation of what might be a party foul, I'm not saying that it is, but let's say there's a decorative blanket on the couch, right? And so it's a little chilly in the room. Just a little bit cold, just kind of hanging out. Are you allowed to take the decorative blanket to use as a, like, it was meant for blanketing whenever, like, the family's sitting on the couch. But when you're at someone's house for a party, are you allowed to just take that little wrap and throw it on?
No. I think it's worse if you wrap yourself up in the blanket and then fall asleep.
It was really cold. Okay. I get really, really cold all the time. I complain every single day here at the studio that it's like 1 degree and it's just really, really cold. And you know what? I was actually using a pillow on my lap as like a blanket, but then I went to the bathroom and I guess somebody took it because I came back and the pillow was gone. So I was Amy took the pillow. Did you take it? Oh my God.
Amy's a stealer. She's a thief.
So she is the reason that I was still cold. And I actually turned to Amy and I was like, do you think I can use this blanket? Because it was so cold and I'm just miserable when I get cold. And then also it was really late. Okay. The fight came on really, really late and I was really tired.
Well,
and I just
wait, let's just review. So Amy stole the last taquito and the pillow. Okay. And those headphones you're wearing, girl. Like,
they're mine.
They were mine.
Oh.
Then when you left, full disclosure, Kara took the blanket.
Oh,
my girlfriend took the blanket.
It was on her lap before I even left the house. I noticed.
Oh, she was trying to cuddle with you?
No.
Oh.
Like, I was walking out and I saw
she'd
already stolen
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So And I actually offered if she wanted to share.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, I was like, oh, did you want some blankets? She was very polite. She was like, no, I'm okay.
It was surprisingly cold in there.
It was so cold.
Are you allowed to change the temperature via fan or air conditioning?
Absolutely not.
No?
If everybody's uncomfortable, then
you have to take a poll in the room?
Well, who's the first person to say something, though?
That's exactly my problem. It's like, I want to turn this fan off, but I also don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, guys, who's cold?
People have done that at my apartment before, and like the next day, I'll be like, oh my God, why is it 62 degrees in my apartment? And then somebody's like, oh, I turned it down yesterday.
Yeah.
You gotta get those little padlocks.
What?
It's pretty hot in your apartment.
Because I get cold all the time. We just went over this.
Keep a decorative blanket on the back of your couch for yourself.
It's not decorative.
And the final thing that I noticed that one of us did was looking for the Wi-Fi router password.
It was right there.
There was a router that's like in a cabinet. You can see it. It's got some like stuff around. There's like a vase next to it. You have to open the cabinet and look on the back to get the Wi-Fi password. Shannon is just all up in their cabinets, pulling the router out of the cabinet so that she can read the back. So it's like WXQR.
They needed Wi-Fi.
The service was a little spotty out in the boonies where they live, but I also don't know that you're able to just go looking around for the Wi-Fi password.
What was it hurting? I didn't disturb them during their party. I took matters into my own hands, initiative, which is something every child needs to learn, and I got the Wi-Fi password for the person that needed it. I put it back where I found it. I closed the door. And that was it.
I love it. I love it. Because the whole time, we had no service there. It was in the middle of nowhere, BFE. And I couldn't even send a text or make a phone call. And a Wi-Fi password would have been great. I wish I was there whenever I got it.
Mm-hmm. You should have asked. And you failed to mention the fact that I have known Greg, the birthday guy, longer than his wife has known him. Longer than anybody at that party has known him,
pretty
much.
I'm just speaking generally, when you see somebody like pulling out somebody else's router, it's like, whoa, that person should not be doing that.
His home is my home, in my mind.
All right.
I mean, I've never been there before. But it's kind of mine.
So are we taking a vote on this? Amy, are you able to look? Is it acceptable?
I was going to say, before she said anything about knowing him for so long, it's a compliment how comfortable you are with someone.
It is. Mm-hmm.
How close your friendship is.
They said make yourself at home.
I mean, I didn't hear him say that.
They didn't say that to me.
Must have just been used to
it. I mean, they did have the sword through the refrigerator handle, so we weren't even allowed to go in the refrigerator.
Are you serious?
So maybe I did cross a line now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But I still don't feel bad.
No. Well, because also, they're there being a host of the party, and there were probably over 30 people there, and they're talking, busy, running left and right, making sure drinks are full, right. like glass. And so for you to take time and ask them to get show you the Wi-Fi password and take
to.
It, you didn't need that. And then they were able to be better hosts.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's right.
I made the party better.
Mm-hmm. When I asked Greg Jake, he was like, why would anybody need Wi-Fi? It's a party. Why do you need Wi-Fi? You're supposed to be there to be around people and not have to, you're there. We want to live in a world where we're not just all staring at our phones.
I was not.
I want to be there to socialize.
To get offline and in line with
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly. So
what you need to do.
Have you changed your tune now?
No.
Because you still wanted the Wi-Fi so you could snap and all that?
We were all... No, because that argument's stupid. We were all watching a TV in the living room.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Good I suppose.
Point.
All right.
So watching the TV or my phone, does it make a difference?
I was a perfect guest, is what I'm saying. I found fault with all four of what y'all did. Oh, one more thing. So it was a birthday party.
You were a judger.
Oh, for sure. I'll judge you all day.
I mean, that's rude as hell.
I'll judge everybody for everything. So, did everyone bring Greg Jake a gift? Because it was his birthday party. His birthday was like 3 days before the party. Did y'all bring a gift?
Yes.
I did.
You did. You brought a gift.
Yes.
Justin brought a gift. Anna, did you bring a gift?
I brought my presents.
Your presents? Yeah. Okay.
And she drove. That gas was just
enough.
Yeah,
it was an hour and a half away.
Amy, did you bring anything?
I did, but I followed it up with telling Greg that I got it off the community table at work, and it was
sure.
absolutely
That's
free.
That's fine. Now, do y'all know whose else birthday, whose birthday was around that time?
Yours?
Yeah, mine. Did y'all give me a present? Did y'all give me any kind of present?
Yeah.
Did y'all give me a present?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Yeah. Maybe if...
What did y'all get from Trey?
Yeah.
On y'all's
my birthday.
Birthday
was pretty recent.
Hey, my birthday was in March.
I didn't even get a text this year.
I didn't.
So.
Or like a Facebook post.
You don't want the obligatory happy birthday text.
Yes, you do. It makes you feel
no,
great.
No, it doesn't.
I want the text. I don't want the Facebook message from people that I know personally, but I will be glad to get your text.
I would have loved a present.
Yeah.
You know, let's just agree to not do anything for birthdays, or at least for me. I won't do anything for y'all. Y'all don't have to do anything
oh,
for
I
me.
Oh, I love that party.
Let's go ahead and... Unless I throw a party?
Yeah, if
cool.
you throw a party, yes, you are supposed to bring a gift. It
yeah.
is party etiquette.
That
gotcha,
is, that's
gotcha.
Real party.
I did, in my defense, I completely forgot, and then on the way there, because Justin and I carpooled, I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot a gift. Did you bring a gift? And he brought one, so then I was just empty-handed and
that's
rude.
Perfect.
I'm sorry, Greg.
No, I wrapped it everything. He declined it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he don't want it.
All right, so since I was the perfect party guest,
you
I assume we can
no,
move
you
on.
You were
we
not,
do,
you
so.
Were not the perfect.
Guest.
You
we can just move
not.
On to some
You're
other stuff.
You're the most laziest guest.
Oh, yeah, what'd I do?
You brought your girlfriend who had no idea who anyone really was that well.
And I didn't introduce her?
You didn't introduce her. You didn't walk her around, like get her, or like even mix and mingle with new people there.
Oh, I'm not mixing and mingling.
That's
with
what you're supposed to do at a party.
People.
You stuck
new
with your own group
people.
And your own crowd, and that's not welcoming at all.
Well,
you are right that I just stuck with the people I already know.
I did the
Meeting
same thing,
new people is the worst.
I stuck with you guys.
Amy, who'd you meet?
No, you made friends. You made those
well,
those little girls
those
friends.
I know that
yeah,
counts?
Anna. Huh?
That counts.
That does.
Okay. I know we're on you, Trey.
Who,
and
wait,
I do
what were the names of the people you met? Justin?
Oh, Dulce is the only one I can remember so
Dulce?
Far. Dulce?
That's such a pretty name.
I know. She's the full Mexican there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, she was really sweet.
I do have something for you, Trey. But first of all, about bringing someone, Justin, you brought someone, but you RSVP'd for one person. So I think that
oh,
is also a big no-no.
Yeah.
Oh, we were supposed to RSVP?
Yeah, through Evite or whatever it is. Yeah.
So, but back to you, Trey. You left without saying goodbye. So,
oh,
I mean,
I'm the Irish goodbye guy for
yeah.
sure. I don't want to meet people. I don't want to say goodbye.
You didn't say bye.
I told
no.
Greg Jake I didn't want to show up, and he forced me to.
You came Guilt? Over and gave me the fist bump and said bye. See ya.
Well, oh, wait, no, you were in the bathroom because I told Josh. I was like, hey, say bye to Amy.
He didn't.
Well,
oh,
that's
right.
Somebody. Like, hey, I put the blame on somebody else. Then I wash my hands of this. I'll deflect. Anybody else? What else did I do wrong? I'm sure I did a bunch of stuff wrong. I'm a huge jerk.
No, it's kind of more like you'd like to show up to a party, sit down, and judge everyone else for
that's
being
right.
at the party,
yeah.
and then go home.
Yep. And? That's me. I'm not
that's
trying
like,
to
why
defend
go?
My... Hey, listen, I told Greg Jake two or three times, I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it to this thing. And he's like, dude, it's my 40th birthday party. You have to come. Dead on. Greg Jake impression, by the way.
That was pretty good.
any more like from that actually happened on Saturday night? I got a couple that are just hypotheticals.
That... Go ahead.
Well, I had one that I thought about when we were there because the cake looked really good and I really wanted some. And right when I saw the birthday candles were coming out, I went and kind of stood over nearby the cake because I wanted to make sure that I got some. So is it rude to like stand by the cake?
No, because you'll all be singing happy birthday, right?
Yeah, like even though there's like children and stuff. Yeah.
Shove them out of the way.
I dipped my finger in the cake before they even had it. They took forever. And then the two girls with the Barbie saw me and they're like, oh, and I was like, y'all can do it too. Just don't tell on me. And they said, okay. And they stuck their whole fist in the cake.
Yeah, I think I heard one of them be like, cake time. And so then I started going, cake time. Just get next to the cake. Okay, that was just my question. That was all I had.
Amy, well, what else you got?
I stole a couple of beers to go. So that's probably not appropriate.
How many?
Three.
Oh my God.
Like in your purse, or did you walk out with them in hand?
We had our pool bag, you know, yeah. Towels, so I just stuffed them in there.
Did you take them all at once, all three at once, or did you like sneak them like slowly?
I took one, and then Josh was like, hell yeah, and then he went and got two more and put it in the bag.
That's amazing.
Those are couple goals right there. Yeah. I love that.
That's teamwork.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then I also pinched the host nipple, so I don't know if that was appropriate.
Oh, wait, Greg or Erica?
Greg. Well, he was wearing that He-Man costume,
right.
And shirtless. I did it for pick, you know, for yeah. pick's sake.
And his lips were really puffy that day, too. They're just...
Yeah. So sorry.
So my hypothetical ones. Now, when you walk in the door to a new house, you haven't been there before, it's a party, and the hosts offer you, oh, you guys want to tour the house? Am I obligated to say yes?
Yes.
I think so. You say yes.
I don't care what your house looks like. Great.
No,
3-bedroom, 2-bath. I got it. I've been to houses
but
before.
There's
a window here. There's a kitchen there. Oh, look at that. It's got an island. Wow. I don't care about your house. Please let me go have a beer.
But it was a 5-bedroom.
Like they're opening up their home to you. It probably means a lot more to like... more to them, obviously, for them to be like, let me show you where I live. They're having you over. I think you should say yes.
It's very braggadocious.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I clean the house like crazy. I'm a lunatic. I'm having people over. I want it to be super clean. I spend a lot of time doing it. So everyone better see my clean house. You come in and see every single room and every single corner. I did a lot of work for you. That's how I feel.
What a good mm-hmm. woman.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone says that I have to just suck it up and
no,
look at the
you
tour.
Don't.
Thank you, Shannon.
No, you don't. Just say, I'm good. Maybe later. I just want to say hey to everybody. Get some food.
Yeah.
You know, just hang out for a few minutes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Immediately ask for the bathroom, and then that's an escape.
Right. Is everybody cool with the lights off? Say my care.
No,
Nick's going to turn them on for us. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. And my next one is, so let's say there's a phone charger that's like plugged in the kitchen, already plugged in, but no phone plugged into the charging end. Can you just slip your phone on there without asking?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and slip it on?
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
I don't think so. I think it's weird. Unless you ask.
That's good etiquette. Yeah, no. It's just like using the bathroom. My phone needs to be charged.
Good etiquette is just to do it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just to go into the bathroom.
What if there's a phone, it's charged 100%, you take it off,
that's fine.
Your phone.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
No.
Their phone's not 100%. No, you're wasting the time. That energy needs to go somewhere else now.
Yeah, I think if there was a phone at 100, I'd take it off, but if it was just an empty charger, I'd ask. Is that weird?
How do you know if it's at 100%?
It says it.
It says it, yeah.
When?
You press the button.
Yeah, press
don't
it.
Press the button on my phone. Why are you touching my phone?
What if you're checking to see if it's your phone?
What if I have some important text messages? Maybe people are sending me nudies.
It was an hour and a half drive there. If my phone is on 3%, I still need GPS just to get out of there. Yeah, your phone is getting taken off that charger.
Oh, all right. So those are all my hypotheticals. Anybody questions? Anybody got questions? What is acceptable parties? Nobody? Cool. So I wanted to do our three dinner guests, our fantasy dinner guests. So you're sitting down at a table. You get to have three people with you, dead or alive. You get to pick. I choose Troy Aikman, George Washington, and Amelia Earhart, because I got some questions, Amelia.
Where did you go?
And
why George Washington, though? Hold on.
The father of our country? I'm going to ask him about crossing that Delaware River. Was he afraid that he was going to fall in? If he thought about falling in, does he know how to swim? I don't know. I've never heard stories about George Washington.
That painting where he's like, yeah, I heard that was false, that painting.
Is it?
Yeah, that did not happen.
George, did you ever chop down a cherry tree?
There you go.
Do you not like cherries?
Were your teeth made of wood? Yeah, that's true.
Great question. Yeah.
Oh, is he a Mason, a Freemason?
Great question. And I assume since he's already dead, he'd let me know, right?
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Anna, who do you got?
Oh my gosh, okay. So I would pick 10 out of 10 times Nick Jonas because he is my number one biggest celebrity crush ever.
Even with that porn
and
stash?
And I will not... That's Joe Jonas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Whoa. Okay. Ooh, no, okay. Nick Jonas. I would never miss an opportunity to have him sit at my fantasy table. Next, I would pick Seth Rogen because he just seems like a really good time. And then I would pick the old Taylor because I have a lot of questions.
Oh, because dead or alive.
Dead or alive, the old Taylor.
The old Taylor's dead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Justin, who you got?
Also, I miss her.
Justin Bieber, Ellen DeGeneres, and Jimmy Fallon.
That's a good table.
Oh, all alive. You could still pull this off.
I could.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, all on one table, especially Ellen, Jimmy, and Justin. Okay, well, all three of, oh, yes, I'm so excited.
Do you think anybody would get a word in edgewise? I feel like you got a lot of talkers.
Yeah. I'll be the
Bieber
one in the
sit
back.
There silently.
Yeah, me and Bieber will be silent, sitting to ourselves.
You'd
and
be okay
then,
being quiet?
If I'm in front of Ellen and Jimmy, I'd probably be too starstruck to say anything.
Amy?
I picked the original Leo, Leonardo da Vinci, because a lot of questions need to be answered also.
Who was he?
He was an inventor, the Italian Renaissance man who did Mona Lisa. Was she smiling? Who knows?
Okay.
Chris Farley, greatest, funniest guy mm-hmm. ever. And Charlie Hunnam from Sons of
Anarchy. Oh,
because
yeah.
The dinner party might turn into a slumber party.
Oh. Oh. Shannon?
What?
Who are the three people that you would bring to dinner?
Well, I did one group of people as a person. So my first person would be the Dixie Chicks because, duh, it's the Dixie Chicks. Who doesn't want to meet them?
Cheater. What do they sing?
Are you
Cowboy, take me away. I'm the highest into the wild blue.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you for ruining that song that I named my dog after. Second would be Amy Poehler.
Oh,
not bad, not bad.
Because she's freaking fantastic. And third, no brainer, Kelly Raspberry.
Aww.
You're just who? Such a suck up.
No, I'm not.
Have you had dinner with her before?
I have, and I was so nervous, I had to make notes of things to talk about just in case there was silence.
But if you've had dinner with her before, then why would you want to put her on? How am I going to tell you what's perfect for you? I know. But you have the opportunity to go to dinner with her pretty much any day of the week.
If I had her at every meal of every day for the rest of my life, it wouldn't be enough. I love her such a passion that I cannot explain and nobody will ever understand because it's not matched.
I want to be able to meet someone that I love as much as you love Kelly. I think that's a good goal everyone should have.
I love her.
Find yourself a partner that talks about you the way Shannon talks about Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like,
mm-hmm.
I have tears in my eye. Like, I seriously have tears in my eyes right now thinking about how much I love and adore Kelly Raspberry.
Would you be creeped out if somebody loved you that much?
No, I'd love it.
You'd love it?
Yeah. I'd love it.
Interesting.
If Kelly Raspberry spit on your face and said, "Buzz off, bozo," would you still love her?
No.
Okay.
I would talk so much trash about her to every media outlet that would listen.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on That's Debatable. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Amy, Anna, Justin. Go listen to all their podcasts up at KidNation.com. I'm Trey. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at OnTheTradio. If you don't, who really cares? It's not a big deal. But thanks for listening. Join me again next time on That's Debatable.